This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS, to our firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone who is working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget our FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there, too, doing their job. And by the way, don't forget, your mail is probably going to show up by truck today somewhere along the line. Now, suicide jockeys, of course, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. Appreciate you guys and gals out there doing that. Our Amazon warehouse people, our Amazon drivers all around the countryside, thanks very much for doing a great job you do. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we also are on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America is how you find us. Now, don't forget that our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, it's the one, the only, the informidable, how about that for a big word, the informidable Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Informidable.
I like that word.
Informidable.
I like that word.
I'm going to have that emblazoned on my business cards.
I like that word. That's a good word for you to use. Yep. That's a good word for you to use.
Informidable.
Yep.
I'll take it.
All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
by allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, we supposedly have an arrest of a big, bad 21-year-old Airman First Class, Air National Guardsman, who worked the night shift in an intelligence unit up there in Massachusetts. Now, I don't know about you, but I think there's more to the story.
Oh, there has got to be more to the story. And part of that more to the story has to be that heads have to roll for this. If our information is that insecure that someone of that level in that location can completely compromise global security, then we've got a real problem at the Pentagon. What it does prove, beyond a doubt now, is that the Biden administration doesn't give a damn about the security of this country.
Mm-hmm.
From the border to this, to international relations when it comes to being in front of the camera, to the economy,
mm-hmm.
they just never make the right moves. So if a 21-year-old can do this as a National Guard reservist, where are any of the safety valves that should go all the way up to the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. There is more to this story than meets the eye. You and I both know it. You can feel it. You can just feel it in your bones. This 21-year-old, yeah, this 21-year-old, okay, he's a sharpie. He knew what he was doing. He was a computer whiz kid, whatever, call him whatever you want. He had top secret access. He had access to the highest levels of security within the government and the military that you could get. I get that too, but it obviously was wrong.
Oh, there's more to the chain than this. There's more to the we should be looking at as supervisors. We should be looking at the protocol that's put into place that allowed this to happen. We should be looking at how we didn't detect it.
Hmm.
I mean, you look at what Snowden did. He was in the NSA,
hmm.
and didn't cripple the global scheme of things as badly as this kid did.
Mm-hmm.
So, quite honestly, this is something that normally would see the Secretary of Defense called on the carpet before Congress and be teetering on the brink of having to resign. Milley should have to resign point blank because the buck has to stop with the guy at the highest point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the commander of that section and the commander of that unit, they all have to go. If they're not doing their jobs to the point where a 21-year-old could take information like this and put it on a gaming system, then they're not doing their jobs.
No.
But, you know, as with everything in the Biden administration, no one's going to pay a price for this. If these guys didn't pay for the withdrawal of Afghanistan with their jobs, how are they going to pay with this?
Hold that thought, Mr. Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss is an Acura dealership, but they got a whole bunch of Nissan dealerships, too. Side by side right there on Florida Avenue, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. That's number one. Number two, Crystal River, the dealership up there. Number three, the flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's the big one. That's the big store. And then you've got the brand new rocket ship of the fleet, and that's what I'm going to call it. It's so modern in there, I think the flies are robots flying around. But it's really something. I've never seen a car dealership quite like it set up on all the different automatic things that it has there in Brooksville, located on State Route 50, just this side of the Sun Coast Parkway, just this side, about 150 feet. So it's on the south side of the road. You see it when you get off. And I'll tell you what, stop by, have a cup of coffee, talk to the folks, see what they have to say. Maybe you need an oil change, get your oil change there, get some service done, whatever. Find out what they're all about. Take a look at the shop. You won't believe your eyes as to how modern it is in there. You won't believe your eyes. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money with the You Serve, You Save program up there. Moss, Nissan.com. All right, Mr. Frank Salvato is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Now, amidst the massive crime waves that are sweeping the big blue Democratic-run cities in America, while time and resources are being focused on a myriad of investigations into former President Donald Trump, he is now vowing to fire the radical Marxist prosecutors destroying America. In addition, he said, there is no more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system, and it's happening all around us. This is coming from his Agenda 47 campaign policies video.
Well, the latter part is a great is spot on. The judicial system is getting weaponized, and it's being used against the people, and that needs to stop. But as President of the United States, he can't just go in and fire elected officials. So I don't know where he's getting the idea that he'd come in and fire somebody who, like Kim Fox, who was elected by the people of that county. So, interesting thought, but there's no jurisdiction there to do that.
Yes.
That said, there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Florida, we're unique because it's written into the Florida Constitution that the governor can actually dismiss somebody. That is not the case in 50 states.
Right.
It has to come down to the individual constitution. I know for a fact in Illinois there's nothing in there that says that. So when you're talking about elected officials state by state, as it should be, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and when you're talking about authority, it needs to be at the state level for those positions because the people are responsible for who they elect in each state. Each state does have a constitution. But these prosecutors, the activist prosecutors, and quite honestly, the activist judges who end up being elected by the people in those districts and states,
yep.
That is a problem. And that's because people, especially in the judgeships, they don't know who they're voting for because nobody follows what judges do to a great extent. The prosecutors themselves, they're really not doing their jobs. It's not the prosecutors, it's not their core task to pick and choose who they prosecute and who they don't. Because that's giving them the power of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I allow this person to be brought in before charges? Should he pay a price for the crime that he's been arrested for? No. Mm-hmm. He's got to have his day in court. But these people don't do that. So they're not really doing their jobs. Their job is not to decide, pick and choose who's going to be held accountable for the transgressions of the law that they've committed. Their job is to prosecute. So technically, they should be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
But in blue states, you're not going to get that.
No. Nope.
Because everybody in politics is now ideological in blue states, and they're pushing an agenda instead of serving the people. So, it's a nice thought that the ex-president had, but I don't know if he's got the authority to do that.
And look what North Carolina tried to do with three Democrats, and it didn't work.
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee, sorry, yeah. And it didn't work.
Yeah, well, the people just sent them back. The two people who were expelled, their people just sent them back. So, mm-hmm. You break the rules and there's no consequences. That's why people keep doing bad things, because today you've got an electorate. You've agendized politicians and government that say, well, I don't care if he broke the rules. We're sending him back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got to play by the rules. We're a nation of laws, not of men. You don't get to just ignore what's in place. Taking a bullhorn into the well of a legislative body and breaking not only all decorum, but violating the Roberts Rules of Order to turn it into chaos,
mm-hmm.
that's not okay in any legislature in any of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
So they deserve to be expelled.
All right, let's go over to the phone line and find out what Backgammon Bob has on his mind. Okay there, Backgammon Bob. What's going on?
I think the main thing that Trump needs to do, or any president needs to do when he gets in office, is number one, to reverse all these executive actions that are totally ridiculous.
They usually do.
And the second thing they need to do is to dissolve a lot of these agencies that we have, like the EPA, the education agency, and I know there's some other ones like that. And then the other thing is to get rid of all the people that were put in by the previous administration. Those are the things I think need to be done the most. And that's about as deep as you can go, I think. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. I want to say that it was Obama that embedded a bunch of people at the second tier before he left office.
That goes back to the Clintons.
Okay. right.
The Clinton started with the DOJ, and that practice was continued. Mm-hmm. To Bob's point, there's two things. During Trump's administration, he himself has admitted he didn't understand that he should have cleaned house when he got into the White House. So there were a bunch of people who worked for Obama that stayed on into the Trump administration. Those were the people that threw in the wrenches.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't clean house. That was a major mistake. All Democrats always clean house. And for whatever reason, Republicans feel that in order to unify the country, we have to keep some people from the last administration. Mm-hmm. Never a good case. But two, Trump was trying to do this. He just started too late in his tenure. He tried to move his Schedule S people to be able to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step to dismantling the agencies and then eventually getting rid of them. Because if you can't fire the civil servants in the executive branch, the executive is in control of that branch.
Mm-hmm.
So moving the Schedule F employees to be able to be fired by the president is the first step to getting rid of the EPA, getting rid of the Department of Education,
mm-hmm.
getting rid of the redundant agencies that have been started to create the red tape bureaucracy. So the next Republican president, any next president,
mm-hmm.
if they're truly in the service of the country, they should immediately move those employees to Schedule F, and the people who are not performing should be let go.
Okay, well, Christine in Sarasota has a question. It says, can the attorney general sue the state attorney generals for not following the law?
They can, but you'd have to bring cause into which district. You know, the attorney general is the top law enforcement person in the state. You can sue them, but what is the damage going to be? It's not going to remove them from office.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show damages when you bring something in a lawsuit, and there has to be a penalty for it. That could be adjudicated. So if they sue Kim Fox in Florida for not doing your job, how do you penalize that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it monetarily, and you can't remove her from office. So you'd have to try to be creative with how you would go about asking what's the relief that lawsuit wants to bring. Quite honestly, it's got to be from the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be for the state legislature to say we need to impeach you because you're not doing your job, or the county boards,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the parish boards, depending on how your local governments are structured. And in Chicago, it would for Kim Fox, it would have to be the Cook County Board, and
the
Trump's DA would have to be in New York City.
Well, here comes some music up in my ear. We'll have to let you go till Monday morning. Monday morning, we're going to talk about Social Security. What do we do about that? So it's going to be an interesting conversation, Mr. Frank.
You stay low, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You betcha. Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com. That's the website. Go over there and check him out. UndergroundUSA.com. And I'll be back with more.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature.
A favoring amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Showing five hands, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted?
Health care.
Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State. Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking highly classified documents on Ukraine and dozens of other topics. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and of course, it is a Friday, and I want to thank a lot of people yesterday who were right there in the ballpark when we were down at Congressman Greg Stubbe's Veterans Summit that he had, his town hall. It was very well attended, and we got a lot of great information out of that. And I'm sure a lot of people today are feeling a little bit better about things, hearing it from the congressman himself, who laid it out the way we thought we'd hear it. So there you go. And kudos to the congressman, and we look forward to doing some other things with him in the future. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captains is the place to go, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, $19.95, on a 3-week quick start. Give it a start, see what it'll do for you, because it's helped me immensely, and without it, I don't know what I would have done with the situation I had going. All right, well, we had an interview the other day, and I'm going to bring into the mix Attorney General Ashley Moody. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're doing an impromptu interview with our Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, and our news director here at the Salem Media Group Tampa Stations, Roger P. Schulman. And first of all, welcome, Madam Attorney General.
Well, great to be with you.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Such an honor to sit with the two of you and talk about the great state of Florida. Or should I say the free state of Florida?
The free state of Florida.
Both.
Yes, ma'am.
Both, actually.
And one of the things that my friends asked me, a lot of seniors, is you have a senior protection team that's working very hard on people not getting ripped off by everything under the sun. I mean, we get calls, we get emails, we get text messages. 99% of what I get, I block, and it's just annoying.
That is the smartest thing to do. And, yes, this has been a priority of mine since I ran to be the attorney general and the great people in Florida hired me. One of the things we need to be better at is spotting these scams and schemes ahead of time so folks can protect themselves. And so not only have we created a senior protection team within the Office of Attorney General, we've also come up with programs like consumer alerts, which push out these things. As soon as we become aware of them, we try to start spotting the trends and pushing those out. We've started scams at a glance, which can be printed out and given to your family and friends, loved ones, and talked about. We're about to release a new one on pool schemes. In Florida, as you can imagine, there's no short of pool developments, and you've probably read there were many that were starting this project and not completing the work, or romance scams, or I could go on and on.
The pool scams, how do people get caught up in those? Do they ask for all the money in advance, or how does that work?
A lot of times people ask for large sums of money up front and then don't complete the work. Mm-hmm. But, and you know, these, a lot of these schemes or where we see problems can be applied to other types of projects or
roof,
there's usually a blueprint, and right. Then you can use that same blueprint with different schemes. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of that with online schemes and scams. You know, it's what is the new trick of the day to get somebody to give you their personal financial information? And sometimes it may not even seem to be personal financial information. Sometimes it's just personal information so they can then go get your financial information. So whether they use stories that are made up about your grandchildren, or they use stories that are made up about your utility services and they try to pretend like they're the utility company, or the biggest thing I would say is remember, caller IDs can be spoofed. So don't trust what pops up is actually the person calling. If somebody calls you and starts asking you for your account number or login information or your social security number, anything like that, hang the phone up. If you do have an account and you want to ask questions, go find that number. Call that company directly. Don't respond to people that are soliciting you or reaching out. Many of these companies and even government services will not reach out directly by phone. I always tell people that IRS will never contact you by phone.
And the police departments aren't going to call and say, you need to give us a credit card number to pay for something.
Or a gift card.
Right.
A lot of times someone will say, your grandchild is in jail and we need you to, you know, go get this many gift cards and we'll get them out of jail. That does not happen. So, you know, kudos to you for bringing this up. It is an important issue, one that I hope Floridians understand. There's never a shortage of those that want to separate us from our money. And in Florida, we have so many people who are choosing Florida. It's a wonderful place to live. We uphold the rule of law. We want you to have a great quality of life. And so I think people prey upon those that are moving here with sometimes life savings. They've saved up their whole lives. So we will do everything we can to make sure people are educated and protected.
Well, since Roger mentioned the police, I want to get right into this one. You have an organization that you are in charge of called Back the Blue. We Back the Blue at this radio station. Roger and I are both involved in first responders. I had 30 years in the fire service going to the World Trade Center. Roger's been a reserve deputy for a number of years. And what we're seeing happening in this country right now, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. I don't know where these people are coming from. Something has got to be done to stop this awful scourge.
Well, let me start by saying thank you for your service, both of you, whether volunteer or signing up for the full-fledged commitment. It takes a special person to take an oath to protect others and put your safety behind others. I have such admiration for that. And that is one of the reasons I resigned from being a judge to run to be the attorney general. My husband is a law enforcement officer. I saw what was happening around this country. And I did that so that we never became that state. We were always going to be a state that had the backs or had the six of our law enforcement officers. They understood that. They never had to doubt that. That was, you know, they have a lot to worry about. Worrying about whether their leaders were going to have their backs is not something they should ever have to think about. And certainly Governor DeSantis has done a great job of making that known. We have bonuses. We have training requirements. We have raises to our first responders. That will always be the case in the state of Florida.
Well, we have 1 minute left. And in that 1 minute, Attorney General, I would love to have you say whatever your main priority is right now, what it is you're trying to do for the free state of Florida.
Well, people always ask me, what does the Attorney General do? They think it has something to do with law enforcement. They're not quite sure. And yes, one of my biggest priorities is standing with and helping prosecute cases to keep our state safe. But as you know, along with Governor DeSantis, we have been fighting to protect the sovereignty of the state, that we, the leaders of Florida and the citizens in Florida, decide the direction of our state, that we keep the federal government out of the autonomy of Florida, and that we protect the rights of our citizens, their God-given rights. And we've made that a priority here in Florida, and you see the trajectory of success. Florida will stay on that track as long as we're in charge.
Well, from our listening audience to you, my listening audience on the radio show, Rogers, when he does his newscast, we have some very loyal, patriotic people that love what you're doing. Keep up the good work, please. We need you, and we're going to support you again.
Well, thank you so much. It's really great to be with you guys today, and hopefully I'll get back soon.
Sure. You're welcome anytime. All right. Thank you very much. And, folks, that's been the Florida State Attorney General, Ashley Moody, conversing with Roger P. Shulman, my news director, and myself. You've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That was such an honor and a privilege to be able to sit there and listen to the Attorney General, because both Roger and myself remember when she was a good judge, she was a good attorney, she was a good U.S. attorney, and she's an even better attorney general for the state of Florida. We've got the right person in the right job. You've got the right person in the right job. And, you know, speaking of jobs, there's no job like the one you've got, right? So, to keep that job, keep on doing what you got to do the job. If you know what I mean, do the studying, do the training, do the whatever else it is you need to do to make sure that you keep on doing what you have to do. And, of course, one of the things that we do here is we've got our news, our nose in the news all the time, all day long, watching to see what's going on, listening to see what's going on, talking to different network folks, as well as talking to some of the newsmakers along the way. And we try to get all the sides that we can to the story to get it right for you. In the meantime, coming up, the Sports Zone quarterback, yep, number 13, lucky number 13, headed to number 14 later today. We'll be back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, where they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the immediate local area only. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. But the phone number, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. Set up some service and see what happens. By the way, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone QB and all that great stuff, but 13 is a lucky number so far there, Mr. Patrick, for the Rays.
There is. Dan Marino and the Tampa Bay Rays, 13 is a good number, and Kurt Warner of earlier descent here with the good old St. Louis Rams back in the day. And, the Cardinals, he had a great year and a great career also. How about the Rays, 9-3, Captain? unbelievable, man. They're playing some baseball like nobody else. And how far can they go, Captain? Can they go to 20? Would that be something else? If they could win 20 in a row, wow.
Well, I'd be in shock if they did, but I'd say probably 14 or 15.
Yeah, we'll see. Tonight at 7 o'clock, they'll throw the first pitch up there in O Canada. And we'll see if
it's 4 o'clock, isn't it?
No, they made it a 7 o'clock, a Friday night special. So it's all good. It'll be fun to watch it. Our friends on the West Coast can watch them now at 4 o'clock. So people listening right now, it's only 3 o'clock out there in good old the West Coast. So those people out there can enjoy the show. And the Red Sox will take it on the Angels. The Rays beat yesterday at 7-10 also. Some good games yesterday. The Tigers and Blue Jays. Speaking about the Blue Jays, the Tigers won 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Twins, Joe Ryan pitched great, Captain. 7 innings. Yankees only scored 2 runs. With that lineup, that's a heck of a job. Twins won 11-2. And the Orioles, they nipped the Athletics 8-7. That AL East is going to be a tough division this year with the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Blue Jays. I'm real happy MLB has gotten away from playing so many games in your own division. I thought that was a great move that they made. What was your thoughts on that, Pat?
Well, I didn't mind watching games in the division, but I kind of thought they overdid it.
Yeah, it's just nice to see other teams come to the trough, and I'm sure other fans across the country like to see other teams come to their ballpark, too, not the same teams over and over again. And I believe that's why MLB did it, and I'm so glad they did. No, I'm not in the minority on that. Well, we have the basketball playoffs coming, Captain. Good old NBA. We'll see how that plays out. You know, the Dallas Mavericks did kind of a slick move, in my opinion, and I'll get your take on this. Love to see what the audience thinks of this. They kind of laid down their last two games because they were like, you know what, even if we make it to the playoff games, to the play-in games, to go to the playoffs, we're going to lose maybe a decent draft pick. So we just, you know, we'll just lay down the last two games and not make the playoffs because we're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs and get a better draft pick. I think they need to start doing some things differently in these drafts to eliminate this tanking at the end of the season. You know, give everybody, you know, a certain amount of ping pong balls, numbers, cards, I don't care what method you use, and come up with a better system that they have. And why are we rewarding a team that, you know, is perennial bad by giving them the first pick? So one of the best players in college can go to that team and you know, fluster? I mean, come on. I don't get that. What's your thoughts about, you know, what I just talked about, Captain?
Well, I don't know. I think it should be whoever the team is that gets the choice gets to pick whoever they are. I don't care if they're at the top of the heap or the bottom of the heap.
Well, that's it. Do you think the worst team in the NFL should get the first pick? Or should it go into a lot every year?
No, okay. Sure. I think that that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I just, I don't know. That system's kind of flawed. I think there's some things they could need to do to fix that. I mean, look at the Chicago Bears for a lot of our friends up in the Midwest who are Bears fans and that live here in Tampa Bay.
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, you know, Houston wins their last game. Chicago doesn't. So they get the first pick and then, you know, trade it off. Now, you know, which team was worse, Captain? You could have that debate also. But anyway, that's just, you know, some things going on. Speaking about the NFL, the Packers are still holding out for 2024 first-round pick for Mr. Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see if they get that. I don't think the Jets are going to give them a first-round pick for next year for him. But we'll see. Draft right around the corner. So that'll be exciting to see who does get drafted this year, Captain. So, to say the least. NASCAR will be up in Martinsville. It should be a great race up there. Looking forward to that. IndyCar, they'll be in Long Beach, California. So racing's become very popular, Captain. Very exciting for a lot of people. And guess what they're kicking off this year, Captain? The USFL. That'll be coming up this weekend. Spring
Saturday.
Football games. Yeah, host cities too. You know, so everybody who wants to watch a little spring football, they'll be squared away. So the sports world is rocking and rolling, to say the least, Captain. And want to do a shout out for John Rahm, Captain, the Masters champion. Congratulations to him again. And I want to respect, and you'll respect and appreciate this, Captain, because you're a man of honor. You make a commitment, you stick to it. You know, he scheduled in January that he would play in the Heritage Classic in Carolina. And guess what? He said he'll be there. And he teed it off yesterday. A lot of guys who win the Masters Championship bow out of this tournament this weekend. Hmm. He said, no, I gave my word, I'll be there. So I respect that. And that's what you want to have in people, Captain. And I think that's what people would like to have in their insurance agent, too. And I try to live up to that every day. You know, I can't do everything, but I try my best. And obviously, I'm in the middle sometimes with the insurance company's Captain, and I can't control that. But I can be your advocate. I can go to bat for you. I can help you out with your needs, and I also can save you money. But you got to take advantage of my expertise and give me a call at 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, as I tell people, and the captain can vouch for me and let you know that I will do the very best I can for you. And more times than not, you know, you do make out better. And if not, you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're in a good place with your insurance products. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. You might be pleasantly surprised when I can save you $200, $300 a month on your insurance premiums. Captain, always a pleasure. Have a safe weekend. Look forward to seeing you Sunday in the studio.
Yep.
And everybody have a great day.
All right. Stay low. Patrick Highland, everybody, from the Sports Zone. That Sports Zone. Go over there to Facebook and check it out, too, on the Facebook page. All right. Let's see what we got here. Hold the fort. Hold the phones. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. I say more in 60 seconds than Rush Limbaugh did in 3 hours. Okay? The bottom line is this. Joe Biden is doing a terrible job. Okay? We're trying to take the high road. Joe Biden is doing a bad job. Okay, doesn't matter if you're black. Okay, blacks would get in the Uber and say, I made money with Trump. I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York. You know how this conversation would go? They said, Stevie, what do you got to say? Because I spit truth. That's what they call it in New York. You got to spit truth. You got to speak truth. Joe Biden's doing a terrible job for you blacks. He don't care about you. Look at Ocasio-Cortez. She didn't even want an Amazon who's owned by the guy who owns Washington Post Bezos in the Bronx in New York. She don't want no jobs for you because she don't care about you. She's a bartender. Now she's making a fortune and selling you out. Okay? Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stand up for Donald Trump, the greatest sex we ever had, dude.
Alrighty, Todd in Tampa. I'll be back tonight, the weekend edition of Live 2 a.m. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Go Rays. 7 o'clock tonight, it looks like Toronto. See you later, Gator.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.